All right, thank you, John. Welcome back as we get ready for more high school basketball here. It's time for the boys' game.
Time for boys, as we'll have Trojans versus Trojans here tonight. It'll be a little bit confusing, I suppose, for some, but you'll be able to recognize the faces out there. As Atlantic hosts Tri-Center here at the second part of our doubleheader here tonight. You just heard John mention a moment ago. It was an exciting finish to our girls' game here this evening. 46-45, the final, as Atlantic pulls off the victory tonight over Tri-Center, and it was a game of long runs here in that basketball game, as Tri-Center had a great third quarter with a lot of three-pointers knocked down in that ball game. But then Atlantic able to hold serve and rally, and Alex Hartwig had a great fourth quarter to lead the way for Atlantic as they pick up that close victory. We'll hope we have an exciting one here in the boys' game as well here, as we're about 5 minutes away from getting things tapped off here between these two teams. Pretty similar record so far for these two squads. Of course, different classes and different conferences, but I think both teams have high expectations for what they want to accomplish here on the season. So it'll be a good game here tonight between two teams that really want to get out there and prove themselves again.
Well, Chad Harder's got a pretty good ball club over there at Tri-Center. He's done a good job with them. I remember Chad when he was a fast-paced basketball player for Walnut some years ago, more than he'd want to admit. But he's taken that same kind of attitude. But now when he played under John Peterson over at Walnut, he's taken that same kind of attitude here when now when he's running a team. He likes to move the ball up and down the floor. They don't let a lot of moss grow under their feet at Tri-Center. They like to move the basketball, try to get some quick scores, try to get some opportunity to get the defense out of position, maybe pick up an extra foul or two here and there. And he's done a pretty good job with that over the years at Tri-Center. But he's got his hands full with a pretty good Atlantic basketball team tonight. They can match them every place on the floor, speed, size, shooting ability, air. I mean, they're going to match them at every place.
Well, that should make a very, very fun and entertaining basketball game, too, because that's something that Atlantic likes to do as well, is get up and down the floor when they can. So we'll see two quick teams against each other, and that's always a good time and a good matchup when you got two teams that really can get out there and run up and down the floor, and we should see a fun one here tonight. Go ahead and take a break. Come back, give you a look at the starting lineups here tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Home Sweet Home Care. Let their professional, trained, and supervised staff be there to take care of your health needs. Offering licensed RN and LPN services, along with home care aides under the direction of an RN. Home Sweet Home Care, with offices in Atlantic and Clarinda. Sorensen Farm Equipment, offering the widest range of tractor power in the industry, and is your New Holland dealer with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment, Highway 59 in Harlan. Farm Bureau Financial Services in Oakland, your well-marked Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa provider. Whether it's life, auto, home, or if you own a small business or farm, give Marge Denton a call at 712-782-3498.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School, and trying to get the student section fired up, but I guess they're not quite ready yet. They're not jumping around, so we'll get things fired up here in just about 3 minutes when we get this one tapped off here between Atlantic and Tri-Center here as the Trojans match up against the Trojans, and we'll take a look now here at the two teams and the two starting lineups here for these ball clubs here tonight. For Tri-Center, they are coached by Chad Harder, as we mentioned previously. They're 6-3 on the season here so far, and this is who they'll send out there in their starting lineup. Number 11, Britton Barrier, is a 6-1 junior. Number 21, Austin Eckrich, is a 6-1 senior. Also, number 25, Cameron Ekman, is a 5-8 senior. Number 33, Christian Way, is a 5-8 junior. And number 41, Ryan Messerschmidt, is a 6-2 senior. And that's the starting lineup here tonight for Tri-Center. So we'll see how the Tri-Center Trojans come out firing here tonight.
By the way, in case you're wondering who's who on the Atlantic squad, that'll be the guy wearing the pink headband.
Oh, all of them, you mean?
Yes, every single one of them.
Yeah, they're wearing the pink tonight. It is pink out here at Atlantic High School, so if you walk in and wonder why the pink is everywhere, that would be the case. Trying to raise funds here to support the fight against cancer, and the girls wore the pink uniforms earlier tonight. Boys don't quite go that far, but they'll throw on the pink headbands and the socks and what have you to kind of support the cause here.
It's actually kind of a blast from the past. I wasn't around at the time. You obviously weren't around at the time, but I know talking to some folks who've been around a good long time. Atlantic nicknamed a long time ago, and I'm talking like back in the 20s, used to be the Bunnies. And their colors, their school colors, were pink and green. That's true.
I can't say anybody's too upset about that not being the case anymore.
No, not so much. Not a good color combination.
All right, well, they're out there supporting what they can with the cause with the pink headbands here tonight. I was told pink socks, too, but I don't see any of those, so we'll go with the headbands here this evening. We mentioned a little bit about the starting lineup there for Tri-Center, those guys that will be out there. For Atlantic, they'll send out this starting five here tonight for head coach Steve Blazek. They are 7-2 on the year, and this is the starting lineup. Number 14, Sam Markham, a 6'1 junior. Number 20, Chad Christensen, a 6'2 junior. Number 32, Dalton Franken, a 6'5 junior. Number 42, Gunnar Bloom, a 6'2 senior. And number 44, Harrison Hoyk, a 6'3 junior. And that's your starting five tonight here for Atlantic. So that's a quick look at the two starting lineups. So both teams are going to get introduced to the crowd here in a moment. We'll go ahead and take a quick break to get you tapped off in a minute. Listen to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Oakland Pharmacy. Together we can keep access to health care close to home. Plus they can print your digital pictures instantly on their Kodak processor. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Five Star Roofing Incorporated of Atlantic is your residential roofing specialist with the roofing buggy. Whether it's roof replacements, repairs, or inspections, contact Ken at 855-ROOFS-R-US or on the web at 855-ROOFS-R-US.com. Ask how to save up to 20% on homeowners insurance. Fairway and Atlantic for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, lower everyday prices, and friendly service. Visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also try their full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get set for high school basketball here tonight between Atlantic and Tri-Center here in the boys' half of our doubleheader here this evening here on KJN. So thanks for joining us here tonight on AM 1220 and those of you that may be listening in as well on the web at KJN.com. If you haven't tried that before, you can hop onto the website. On the home page in the top right corner, there's a little Listen Live icon. Click that icon, and it'll take you to our page. You just click play on the streaming player, and that gets you going here for this evening. Recap the starting lineups here for you real quick once again. For Tri-Center, it's Britton Barrier, Austin Eckrick, number 25, Cameron Ekman, 33, Christian Way, and number 41, Ryan Messerschmidt. For Atlantic, it's number 14, Sam Markham, number 20, Chad Christensen, number 32, Dalton Franken, number 42, Gunnar Bloom, and number 44, Harrison Hoyg. And, of course, for Atlantic, Dalton Franken, the guy that leads the way scoring-wise, but they always have guys that can really score the basketball without him as well.
Well, they average 63.5 points a game, 20.6 a game on the season for Dalton, 11.7 for Sam Markham. Christensen and Bloom each average nearly 9 a game, and Harrison Hoyg averaging 6.5. They shoot 49.4% from the floor, 38.7% from the three-point line, and 64% from the free throw line. On the other side for Tri-Center on the season, Britton Barrier leads them along with Austin Eckrich. They each average 14 a game. Ryan Messerschmidt averaging 10.5 a game. So they're getting some pretty good points too, averaging 59.3 a game on the year. They shoot 43.7 from the floor, 31.7 from the arc, and 69.8 from the free throw line. They know how to get themselves open and get the shots they need.
So another decent shooting team as well. So it'll be a tough matchup here tonight for Atlantic to try to contest here with the Tri-Center here at home. Just finishing up the announcements here for these two squads, and we'll get ready to tap things up here in just a little bit. And first off, though, we're going to have our national anthem, and the national anthem here is going to be sung by Atlantic student and prom queen as well, Savannah Hoy. She'll take care of the duties here, our singing the national anthem here this evening with the turn things over here to the senior.
Thank you.
once again, our national anthem is sung here tonight by Atlantic High School senior Savannah Hoy. Great job there, and we're ready to play basketball once again here with the boys taking the floor now here as we'll get things tapped off here this evening between Atlantic and Tri-Center. Tri-Center here on the road tonight with their black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. And for Atlantic, we'll be in the home whites with the black and gold lettering and trim here to start the basketball contest. And don't forget those pink headbands on here tonight as well. Ready to get things going, it's Dalton Franken in the center circle. He'll be tapping off against Austin Eckrich. And the win is by Franken. He taps it right to Bloom. Nice pass across the lane quickly to Sam Markham. Good spacing down the lane, and Markham gets the easy bucket. And we're off to a quick 2-0 ball game. And a travel on the other end whistled here against Tri-Center as Christian Way got called for the walk. And it's Atlantic basketball right back. First slowdown possession now here for the Trojans. They lead it here early 2-0. Here's Gunnar Bloom slicing his way down the right side of the lane. He'll go all the way to the rack for the lay-in. Bloom with the bucket. Now we'll have it out front here for Britton Barrier, and he'll kick it around the horn. It's Austin Eckrich with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Ekman, and he traveled with it on the handoff. They handed the ball to him, and he traveled with it before he got the dribble going. And Atlantic will get it right back here. So a couple of early turnovers already here for Tri-Center. Christensen will bounce pass it to Franken, skip pass across to Bloom. Bloom across and kicks it in the corner. Markham pump fake. Back up top, Franken. Franken a couple of dribbles inside, floats one up, too short. Rebound pulled down underneath by Messerschmidt for Tri-Center. Britton Barrier with the basketball. He's going to cross over out top. Hangs on to it now. Tries to throw a lazy pass stolen by Christensen. On the run the other way, all the way with a layup, and the scoop is good. Three turnovers on three possessions now for Tri-Center offensively. And now Barrier's going to dump it off, and it's a quick shot just past the elbow that time, missed by Eckrich. Rebound comes down to the Trojans. Markham on the run up the floor. Around the back pass to looking for Harrison Hoig, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Tri-Center.
A lot of traffic there. Try to sneak that one in.
Christensen will inbound now here and kick it out high. Franken's wide open. He'll fire the three and bury it at the top of the key. 9-0. Quick start here for the Atlantic Trojans. Into the corner, a quick pass. A three-point attempt is missed by Way. It goes out of bounds. Last tapped out by Tri-Center, Atlantic basketball. Gunnar Bloom will inbound, and a quick pace has benefited so far here for Atlantic, and they've been able to force some turnovers and have taken advantage on the offensive end. Up the floor, a lob over to Markham right side. He'll stop with it, dump it out front. It's Gunnar Bloom out top with the basketball. A handoff now here to Christensen. Christensen, left side pass over to Franken. Franken a dribble and a dump off to Christensen. Three at the top of the key, in and out. Rebound by Harrison Hoig. Shovels it back to Franken. He drives, has his shot blocked, taken away by Barrier. He's on the run the other way, stops and floats one up in the lane, missed it. Rebound by Franken. He went up high to grab that board. He'll dribble all the way to the other end, in traffic and contact, and they're going to call an offensive foul against Franken as setting up in the lane was Eckrich. Franken picks up his first foul of the contest. Full court pressure put on in the inbound now here by Atlantic. Messerschmidt inbounds. He gets it into Eckrich, and he'll dribble across. And he's going to get a body bump by Gunnar Bloom, and Bloom will pick up the foul. Far side inbound now here for Tri-Center as it'll key it in with Ekman. Cameron Ekman. 5:44 left to go here, first quarter. 9-0 early start here for Atlantic. They inbound it to Barrier now for Tri-Center. He'll cross over, go left side, kick it in the corner. Three-point attempt on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped high by Bloom, saved by Christensen. Eckrich missed the shot. Here's Christensen, a bounce pass underneath to Bloom. In traffic, goes up with the shot, doesn't get it to go, but gets a foul call, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul going to be whistled here against Austin Eckrich. His first, and the first against Tri-Center. Gunnar Bloom, the first free throw, well off the mark. One more coming now for Gunnar. 5:25 to go first quarter, and Bloom makes one out of two as he knocks the second one down. 10-0 now, Trojans lead it, the Atlantic Trojans, that is. Left side dribble down against the pressure, and now it's tapped up in the air, tapped by Bloom and then stolen. He came up with it, lobs it off now to Markham, and a lot of black shirts came flying high in the air and came right down on top of Sam. And there's going to be a foul call here. Pick your poison, a bunch of different players, and Ekman is the one that gets hit with it. And now a quick timeout, 30-second timeout taken by head coach Chad Harder as he wants to talk things over with his Tri-Center Ball Club. And boy, a quick, fast-paced start here for Atlantic, and they're doing just about everything right. The pressure is forcing some turnovers, and they've been able to get up in transition and make them pay on the other end and get some easy points. And then, of course, when they've had the open looks as well offensively, they've been able to knock down the shots here so far for Coach Blazek's squad. 10-0 your early score in the first quarter, and it's just been a hot start by Atlantic, and the Tri-Center can't seem to get anything going. They've been comfortable on the offensive end at all. Inbound here for Atlantic in the corner. Sam Markham's left wide open for a three try, and you don't want to do that. He knocks it down, and it's 13-0 now, Atlantic. Here's Britton Barrier on the run, trying to break this goose egg for Tri-Center. A three-point attempt is missed on the outside by Eckrich. Rebound bounces out of bounds, and they say Franken touched it. So it will be Tri-Center basketball. So Tri-Center catches a break here with another offensive possession try. Tight defense put on here by Atlantic. They lob it into Barrier. Barrier gets a screen out high, dribbles right side, tries to cut through traffic, has to lob it back outside, off balance. He gets the pass off, and a foul's going to be called on the floor as Cameron Ekman got to the basket and made one, but he got fouled before that. And the foul is going to be whistled here against Gunnar Bloom. That's number two on Gunnar, and he's going to come out of the game right away as Blake Esbeck gets up off the bench and will check in. Barrier will inbound the basketball. And we have a foul now away from the ball, fighting for position. I believe Messerschmidt is going to be hit with it. Yep, that's the case. Ryan Messerschmidt picks up his first. That's the third now against Tri-Center. Half-court pressure put on now here by Tri-Center, and Atlantic will have it. They'll lob it across. Christensen goes up high to get a pass from Franken, and he'll set up out front. 2-3 zone employed by Tri-Center. Christensen skips it over to Esbeck. He's got room and time for the three. Fires it, missed it, and the rebound pulled down that time by Eckrich. Up the floor now here on the run. It's going to be a lob down low and a scoop on the other end by Ryan Messerschmidt. And they break that barrier on top of the basket as finally it had a somewhat decent look. It was still a tough shot, but Messerschmidt gets it to go, and it's 13-2 now. Atlantic with the lead and the basketball. Corner pass, it goes to Markham. Markham with the lob, three-point attempt, and he buries that one again. He's got two threes now, and it's 16-2. Barrier in traffic will kick it around the horn here for Tri-Center. Crossover in the corner. Ekman needs some help. Gets it off to Barrier. Barrier driving in the lane. And awkward, tough shot on the run. No good. Gets his own rebound. Putback attempt, no good. Messerschmidt the rebound in the putback, and he gets it to go. 16-4. A few opportunities that time as Tri-Center stayed with it. Atlantic will lob it down underneath. Harrison Hoy, great positioning, but they say he traveled. Move the pivot foot as he tried to get to the basket with the drop step. And he'll turn it over here to Tri-Center. And good checking out now will be Christian Way. They'll bring in a new face here as Nate Miller will come into the lineup. Inbound pass is going to be bounced into Ekman against the full court pressure. He lobs it across to Barrier. Barrier will slice in the middle. On the run all the way to the basket. Layup good. Quickly now the Trojans come back the other way. Throw a pass up the floor, and Harrison Hoy caught it in motion running backwards. He couldn't get himself turned around to catch his balance before he traveled. Good idea by the Trojans, but poor execution. Now Barrier splits a double team, goes all the way to the rack. Layup misses. Franken got a piece of it maybe, and now the putback is good inside as Miller hits the bucket there on the putback. 16-8 now your score. Atlantic with the lead and the basketball. Out front, it's Christensen. Has it partially blocked, but Markham comes to check it down the pass. Now pass Franken. Baseline jumper is good. Timeout on the floor here taken by Atlantic. And I believe just a 30-second timeout. So, right, Coach Blazek will talk to his squad. But it's 18-8, a 10-point lead right now here for Atlantic.
Yeah, Trojans just using their quickness up and down the floor. They're getting good looks, and they're the taller of the two teams. They're really frustrating Tri-Center when they're trying to penetrate. Barrier's been trying desperately to get inside and kick something out. They've had very little success with that so far here.
We'll see if Tri-Center can settle down in some sort of an offensive set. They really just haven't had anything going there. The buckets have gotten most have been on the run up the floor, and that's been tough to come by so far. But Atlantic doing a pretty good job of working the basketball around on the pass and doing a good job defensively as well. Off the inbound here after the timeout, Barrier will have it out front, guarded by Ezbeck. Ezbeck stays with him through a screen. Now they dump it back up top. Ekrich has it. Ekrich will try to lob it. Ezbeck stepped in front and stole it away. He was looking for a short lob there to Messerschmidt, and he stole it right out of his hands. Christensen over to Markham. Skip pass to Ezbeck. Now quickly back up top, Christensen. They swing it back to Markham. He'll pump fake, drive baseline all the way to the rack, and they're going to call an offensive foul against Sam Markham. And we have injury on the floor here. It's immediately grabbing the knee is Austin Ekrich, as he was the one that took the brunt of the impact there as Markham went to the basket. And he is holding his left knee and in quite a bit of pain, it seems like, as Coach Carter comes out to check him out. So they'll attend to him here for a moment. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. 2:08 left to go here first quarter. 18-8, Trojans on top. Listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira. Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Company. Talk to Gary or Deanne today at Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan. Your Gale Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something for your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan.
And just as we come back, they help Austin Ekrich up to his feet, but he is walking very gingerly as he tries to make his way back to the bench. Really dinged up that left knee, and they'll help him hobble off on one leg. And probably won't see much more of him here tonight, as he's pretty good collision between him and Markham, and something just went wrong as he came down and ended up hurting that knee. So we'll see what happens and if he's able to be all right. We'll get back to action here in just a moment. In case you're wondering, the rematch of the field goals is on as Alabama's up 3-0 over LSU in the national title game in college football tonight. Inbound pass now here as Tri-Center has the basketball, and it'll be out front here to Britton Barrier. Barrier right side pass, gets it off to Waves, check back in here. Crossover out front by Barrier, trying to do it all himself on the dribble. Now picks it up. Now he will fire up a shot as Ezbeck flew by, but he missed it. Rebound pulled down by Markham. Could have been an over-the-top call there that time against Miller, but no whistle. Markham has it, dumps it off to Ezbeck. Ezbeck down on the baseline now to Frank, and he'll come back outside of the arc, and they'll work it back up top. Christensen now right side with the ball. Skip pass over to Ezbeck. Goes high to get it. Now back to Franken. Franken will stop and float one up just past the elbow and missed it short. Rebound pulled down by Messerschmidt. They'll push it up the floor quickly to Ekman. He tries to go baseline and gets the shot to go in traffic. Cameron Ekman with the bucket. And now the score 18-10. Atlantic on top. They have it. Harrison Hoig in traffic will dump it back outside to Markham. And the Trojans will back it back out, working here against this 2-3 zone. Ezbeck down on the block, Franken back outside. Now they work it back to Ezbeck in the corner. 3-point try, no good. Tapped out on the rebound. Hoig saved it out to Markham. Here's Christensen now with the basketball out top. Another chance here for the Trojan, Atlantic Trojan offense. Right side pass to Markham. Now back over to Esbeck. Quickly pass it around the horn. Up top. Now the Esbeck in the corner. They get it down low to Franken. And he tries to go baseline. They say he stepped on the inline. And he'll turn it over here to Tri-Center.
Tri-Center's really toughened up on defense here all of a sudden. Atlantic, remember, they were up 16-2. It's 18-10 right now as they've made a little run offensively. But a lot of that due to the defensive pressure here.
And now they'll bring it up the floor here with Ekman on the dribble. He'll go all the way baseline. Tough floater on the run. Missed it short. Rebound by Harrison Hoy. I don't think anybody expected him to put that one up. Christensen out top. 19 seconds to go in the quarter as the quarters move by pretty quickly. 18-10, your score. Atlantic on top, and they'll run out the clock here to try to get a last shot at the end of this first quarter. Christensen in the right side to Markham. He'll decide to shoot the open three. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Barrier. On the run, 3 seconds to go, 2 seconds. He'll pull up. Awkward three-point attempt is short, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. Atlantic 18-10 over Tri-Center here in the first quarter of high school basketball tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with second quarter action. You listen to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Nishna Valley Family YMCA, a great place for family fun. The mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. Open 359 days of the year at 4:30 a.m., Monday through Friday. We make it easy to join with no long-term contract and classes for all ages. You can work out anywhere, but you belong at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs, from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's the Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic at 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. 18-10, Atlantic leading Tri-Center. The boys have our doubleheader as we go to the second quarter. Britton Barrier with a basketball for the Trojans to start this quarter. Working out top on the dribble. Picks up that dribble now and has to get rid of the ball. Does. Christian Way drives to the hole right side. Hesitates. Floats. Can't hit the shot, but got the foul call as the whistle blows. And I think it's going to be on Dalton Franken. That'll be his second. And that will send Wade to the free throw line. He'll get a chance to shoot a couple here. His first one here on the way. And that's good. Wade knocks that one dead center. 18-11. A 9-2 run here by Tri-Center. Second free throw, also good. Make it a 10-2 run now. It's a 6-point game, 18-12. Atlantic got out so quickly early on, moving the ball up and down the floor. But they've kind of gone to the half-court set here lately, and Tri-Center's rallied back. Into the lane now, the Trojans work it inside. Quick turnaround by Franken, misses off the back of the rim. Rebound to Tri-Center. Here comes Barrier, pushing the issue and takes it all the way to the rack for the lay-in. Barrier all the way down the lane for the easy two. 18-14 now, Tri-Center rallying back. We got a timeout on the floor. As a 30-second timeout asked for by Atlantic. The Trojans have used both of their 30s here already in the ball game. The Atlantic Trojans. 18-14 is our score. 16-2 start to the game by the Trojans has nearly disappeared here.
Yeah, I guess, you know, kind of the same way that girls' game went. Give Tri-Center credit for hanging around, sticking to their guns a little bit, and then they've been taking advantage in transition and getting some easy buckets here.
7:24 left to go here in the second quarter as Atlantic inbounds. Trojans will bring it up the floor now. Right side with it is Blake Esbeck. He'll fire it across here to Markham. Markham left wing, the dribble drive out top. Esbeck left side, Christensen. Bounce feed inside, posting is Franken. He kicks it across. Now up top, Esbeck pass almost intercepted. Markham up with it. He'll pull up for the jumper from 17. No good. Messersmith the rebound. Tri-center ball, Barrier up the floor. Tri-center trailing by only four here. They were down 14 just a little while ago. Barrier right side, hesitates, now dribbles back out top, crosses over into the lane. Tried to float one up in traffic, that goes out of bounds, and he lost the handle on that, tried to give it a little shove, and That'll turn the ball back over to Atlantic. 18-14 the score, 6:45 left to play in this first half. Front court, Ezbeck with it, out top Christensen, left side to Markham. So Trojans work the ball around the perimeter, Markham left side. Christensen, back out Markham, left wing, pulls off on the dribble, pulls up just inside the arc, missed, it skimmed the rim, and it's off the fingertips of Tri-Center's Nate Miller, out of bounds, so the Trojans of Atlantic will catch a break, they'll keep the basketball. 18-14 the score, Atlantic leading. They have the ball off the inbound. Markham with it now here left side. Franken in the corner. Off the dribble, Franken back out top. Sam Markham will dribble it out top side and work again. He'll run the offense against this 2-3 zone. Now they get it inside and the turnaround jumper good. Harrison Hoig posting high. Got the ball in the lane, turned around, floated one in, and it's 20-14 in favor of the Trojans. Up the floor now comes Tri-Center. Barrier again, trying to drive. Oh, nice kick across, but Messerschmidt wasn't expecting it. Caught a break, though, as the ball is going to be off one of Atlantic's players and is going to stay with Tri-Center. Nice pass by Barrier on the weak side. Messerschmidt not ready. Now the inbounds feed. Tri-Center with the basketball. Ekman out top. Barrier. He'll step it back outside of the arc on the dribble out top. Back over it goes now to Ekman, baseline, they get it inside, and a quick little jump hook, good, by Ryan Messerschmidt posting down low. 20-16 the score. Atlantic with the basketball now. Up the floor, Christensen, left side, Markham. Markham out on the arc, fires across to Christensen, right side corner. He'll work off the dribble and leave it out top now for Ezbeck. Ezbeck back to Christensen on the right side. Here comes left side of Markham. Open the three ball. No, in and out. Rebound tapped up in the air and controlled by Tri-Center. And Harrison Hoig reaching in will pick up a foul. That's his first. Team foul number 6 against Atlantic. Well, it started out so promising for Atlantic. Has changed, needless to say. The Trojans struggling on the offensive end right now. In that half-court set, trying to find any open opportunities. Barrier runs the floor now. Way with it left side. Way will look to the corner. Barrier down low. Knocked away. Bad pass in traffic. Hoig tapped it. Markham up with it. Markham to the front court. Right corner Christensen. 4-3. No good. Rebound kept alive and controlled by Ezbeck for Atlantic. 20-16. Atlantic leading. 4:45 left to go in this first half. Christensen out top for the Trojans. Right side it goes Markham. Markham off the dribble drive will bring it back outside. Ezbeck, left side corner, Christensen down low, posting is Franken. He leans, his shot hit the side of the backboard as he tried to lean one up. Looks like he might have lost the handle going up. Ball taken away by Tri-Center. Britton Barrier out top, hesitates, and he carried the basketball. That's the right call, but I tell you, you can make that call every time up the floor by everybody. Everybody takes a little hop, step, hesitation, dribble. It's not always called. Got him that time, though. Up the floor now, Christensen with it for the Trojans. Here, left side, Markham into the corner. It's Ezbeck. Ezbeck back out top. So they work the ball around the perimeter. They get it inside now to Hoig, and he dumps one in. Harrison Hoig, the leaner off the glass, 22-16. 4 minutes to go here in this first half. Barrier steps outside the three-point line, faked the shot, now leaves it for Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt way outside the arc. Oh, he tried to pass it to Barrier. Barrier decided to go the other way. Markham had the steal and a clear path to the basket, but Messerschmidt tripped him up. And that takes the opportunity for a slam dunk away from Markham because he was going to take that one and flush it home. So the Trojans get the ball after the foul. Christensen out top now for Atlantic. Right side wing. Pulls up off the dribble. Going to try the three. That's good. Chad Christensen breaks the ice here for the Trojans. Harrison Hoyt, a couple inside baskets. First thing they've gotten outside in a while. And it's 25-16. Atlantic now up by 9. Out top with the basketball now is Ekman for Tri-Center. Dribbling in the center circle. Crosses over, goes right, spins into the lane. Oh, looking for help. It's not there. His pass tipped, almost stolen. Now way up with it, throws up an awkward shot, and the rebound out of the air taken by Hoig. Christensen now up the floor, and his pass almost stolen away. Way chasing it down from the backside, knocked it out of bounds. Marty Dolan now will check in for Tri-Center, the 6'2 junior, as Way will come to the bench. Basketball belongs to Atlantic. Christensen, right side, into Esbeck. He'll grab and fire and bury the three. Blake Esbeck with his first basket of the night. 28-16 now the score. Atlantic up by a dozen. Barrier back the other way. Quick shot. No good. We got a foul inside. Foul going to be whistled against Tri-Center. As they were fighting for the rebound down low. They're going to whistle that on Nate Miller. That'll be his first. Stuart Hoig into the ballgame now for Atlantic as Dalton Franken will check out. 2:59 left to play in the second quarter. Atlantic up 28-16 with the ball. Markham here left side for the Trojans. Fires it across to Christensen. Quick touch pass down low. Stuart Hoig, or Harrison Hoig, leaning inside. Couldn't get the shot to go, but got fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws. That's going to be on Messerschmidt. That's going to be number three now on Ryan Messerschmidt. He's had his hands full inside here tonight. He's not getting a lot of defensive help, though, down low. At the free throw line, Harrison Hoig for Atlantic, and he'll make the first. Harrison now with 5 points here in this first half. Christian Way will check back into the lineup for Tri-Center as Messerschmidt will take a breather. Second free throw by Hoig on the way. And that one comes up off the front of the rim. A little short. Rebound. Saved on the baseline by Tri-Center. Looked like that ball was headed out of bounds. 29-16 now the score. Atlantic with the lead. A three-point try coming by Christian Way here from the right wing. No good for Tri-Center. But the rebound comes out long. Taken by Tri-Center. Now stolen by Christensen. And he tries to drive up the floor for the layup and gets fouled. Ekman just not realizing who was behind him, and Christensen just dribbled it right out from under him, took it up the floor, and the foul is going to be whistled on Ekman. And Christensen will get a chance to shoot the one-and-one now for Atlantic. So the Trojans with Christensen at the line. He misses the front end, and Hoig up high for the rebound. He'll take it right back up, throw it in, and a foul. Christensen misses, and Hoig benefits. And now a technical foul is going to be whistled against Tri-Center. Nate Miller picks up the technical foul. So that'll be number three. Miller was called for the foul. He picks up the technical as well, so he now has three fouls. And it'll be Harrison Hoig at the free throw line now with a chance to shoot the two free throws. Actually, he should only get one free throw. He made the basket. So Hoig he misses his free throw attempt, trying to complete the three-point play. And now Christensen will go to the line to shoot the technical foul shots. And the first one there is good. He'll get one more. And the second one is also good. So the two technical shots made, and it's 33-16 now in favor of Atlantic. And Ben Seibert will check in, 6'3 senior for Tri-Center. And the Trojans will have the ball now. Yikes, all of a sudden the 13-0 run for Atlantic is jump that lead way up again. Markham left side on the skip pass. Takes it to the rack. Lays it in. And a foul. Markham went right to the rack. Gets the bucket down low on the baseline. And a foul going to be whistled against Tri-Center. The basket will count. Markham will go to the line with a chance to make it a three-point play. And Ben Seibert will pick up the foul.
Well, that's what can happen to you against Atlantic, especially with a guy like Markham that can get to the basket so fast, it's easy to be late getting over.
And the free throw is good. And it's 36-16. And a turnover by Tri-Center as Way lost the ball. And it's going to go back the other way, and Chad Harder up off the bench. I think he's seen about all he can take right now. He wants to talk about it. So timeout on the floor with 2:07 left in the second quarter. 36-16 Atlantic. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Capel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of their friendly, helpful sales staff. Capel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut for all your insurance needs. Home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care. Visit with EL Ransom Insurance Agency. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent serving you first. Satisfy your pet needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats, made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb. Wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Jim Field and Chris Parks with you here in Atlantic tonight. 36-16 Atlantic. 16-0 run right now as they took a 4-point game and turned it into a 20-point game real quick. Trojans with the basketball. Markham with it. Front court. Left side. Working on the wing. Out top it's Esbeck. He pulls up top of the arc. Right side Christensen. Bounce feeds inside to Hoyt. The fall away up. No good. Back of the rim. Rebound taken by Seibert. Up the floor, Britton Barrier with it now for the tri-center Trojans. He leans in, floats around, spins through, and gets fouled on the shot attempt. A whistle that against Harrison Hoig. That'll be his second. Barrier now to the free throw line. He'll get a chance to shoot two. First one on the way, and that one rolls off the rim. No good.
That was a good effort by Barrier to work hard to get a shot attempt, but I don't know as a coach you still want to see that. He's doing a little bit too much on his own, it sure seems like. A lot of guys are just not finding spots to get open to pass the ball more.
Second free throw good by Barrier. Hits one of his two. Tyler Hovey's checked in for the Trojans for Atlantic. Can't say Trojans, can we? Minute 30 left to play here in this first half. Atlantic basketball, Markham out top. Now Christensen with it, crosses over, leaves it here for Markham. Open on the arc, won't take it, he'll bring it back out top. In the center circle, Esbeck, back left side, Markham. To the corner, Hovey. He'll turn and try the 17-footer, no good from the corner. Rebound hits the floor, it's picked up by Seibert. Try center ball, Barrier on the run. Quickly up to the front court, hesitates, curls, left side it goes. That's Ekman with it. Out of the corner, Barrier, left side. Picked up defensively as the Trojans play the zone. Back out top it comes. 1-3-1 zone by Atlantic now as they try to frustrate them outside. Christian Way, long three from the right wing is good. Christian Way looked around, nobody to throw it to, so just throw it in the ocean. And he did. 36-20 now the score. Back the other direction. Tri-center with it. Or Atlantic with it, rather. Here to the near side. Almost stolen. Tapped away. Now Markham with it. Christensen. Bounce pass goes right through. Stuart Hoig picked up by Ekman. He'll drive the floor and an offensive foul. It'll go the other direction. Blake Esbeck set up and took the charge from Ekman. That'll be the third on Ekman. And the ball will go back in the other direction now. 27 seconds remaining in the first half. 36-20 Atlantic on top. Christensen up the floor now. He'll walk it to the front court.
Fans are never pleased, are they?
Christensen right side now, down to 10 seconds. As he looks to the corner to mark him, and we've got a whistle. And a foul away from the basketball. I believe that's going to be on Tyler Hovey down low. Illegal screen, and that's who it is. That's his first. And it'll be tri-center basketball in the backcourt. They inbound, 8.4 on the clock. Barrier takes it, runs it up the floor quickly. 5 seconds, crossover out top. Gets pressure, turns in traffic. Ball knocked around, picks it up. Out, blocked out of bounds with 0.3 seconds left. Nice block from behind. Who was that? Is that Stuart Hoy?
Yeah, Stuart, yeah.
Just 0.3 left. They inbound quickly, and that'll do it. Seibert went up high to get it, and he could have tapped it up. That's all you could do is tap with 0.3 left, but he brought it to the floor, and that'll do it here in the first half. Tri-center found themselves down big early. They rallied back, and only to see Atlantic with another big run, and the Atlantic Trojans take a 16-point halftime lead over the Tri-center Trojans here tonight. So we'll take a break. Be back with more here at halftime in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tune Up Inn. When you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune Up Inn in Wyota. Maynard and the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune Up Inn in Wyota. CAS Incorporated, we've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We're proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. CAS Incorporated, enriching lives every day. And Fisher Turf Care, if you want a beautiful yard that is weed-free and green as can be, give Jim Fisher of Fisher Turf Care a call. Jim offers free estimates and can answer any of your lawn care questions. Call Fisher Turf Care today at 783-4232 or 249-0044.
Jim Field and Chris Parks back with you here at halftime at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. 36-20 our score here at the intermission. Atlantic with the lead over Tri-Center in this boys' contest here tonight. In case you're wondering about the college football, well, I was going to call it the national championship. It's not the national championship game. It's the BCS championship. There's a big difference. And, in fact, if Alabama wins tonight, I think you're going to see two champions this year. The Alabama Crimson Tide do have the lead right now. Jeremy Shelley had a 42-yard field goal attempt blocked just a little bit ago. He did knock through one earlier, and it's 3-0 Alabama with the lead. About 12 minutes left to go in the second quarter of that NFL. It pretty much is an NFL game. Half those kids seems like they're going to be playing in the NFL at some point. But it's a 3-0 ball game right now. Alabama with the lead over LSU down at the Superdome in New Orleans in that BCS title contest this year. 36-20 is our score here at halftime in this ball game. Atlantic, as we said, jumped out to a big early lead. They were up 16-2 as they ran right out. Scored the first 13 points of the game. We're up 16-2, only to see Tri-Center rally right back again to get within four, 20-16. Just an incredible turn of events there. And then the Trojans turned the tables once again. It looked like Atlantic was just kind of stifled there for a while, slow, standing around, half-court offense just not working. And Tri-Center got back within four, and then all of a sudden the Trojans started running out again, and they ran off 16 straight points to turn a 20-16 game into a 36-16 game, and they've had the better of it here in this first half, frustrating Tri-Center in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, they really have, as you mentioned, had that one down spurt where it seemed like they couldn't get anything going offensively there just for a little bit, but boy, when they've got the defense going and they forced turnovers and bad decisions by Tri-Center, they've quickly gotten up the floor the other way and gotten some good buckets in transition, and then when the offense has been settled down, they've been able to get some good looks and for the most part have shot the ball fairly well here early in the game, and that's really been making a huge difference. And boy, they got a lot of confidence right now hitting in the locker room, that's for sure.
We had a few Trojans, Tri-Center Trojans, in some foul issues already as Cameron Ekman, Ryan Messerschmidt, both starters, and then Nate Miller off the bench, all with three fouls here in the first half. So Chad Harder can't be happy about that because those are some key players for his ball club, too, in this contest that they hope to rally it all in the second half of the basketball game. We'll take a look at some of the numbers for you here in just a moment when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Avoca Building and Material. Family-owned and operated. It's the small-town lumber yard with the big city variety. See them today, Avoca Building and Material in Avoca. The Danish Village's Voice on Main Street in Elkhorn, a quality newspaper that will keep you updated with news and award-winning photography. For competitive advertising rates, give the Danish Village's Voice a call at 712-764-4800. That's 712-764-4800. Satisfy your pet's need at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Well, earlier tonight, if you caught the ball game, Atlantic was a winner already here this evening as the Atlantic Trojans rallied in the second half, in fact, rallied in the fourth quarter late to pick up a 46-45 win over Tri-Center, a dramatic rally for the Atlantic girls. They were down 40-26 early in the fourth quarter, and they came back to score 17 consecutive points to turn a
14-point deficit into a 43-40 lead late in the contest. Tri-Center rallied back to tie the ball game at 45 apiece, but the Trojans able to win the basketball game. The final points coming on from Paige Cannon as she went to the free throw line, missed the first, made the second with just over 5 seconds left, and Tri-Center unable to do anything down the court. And that's the way the thing ended here. Actually, she scored that with just a half a second left. It was just 0.5 on the clock as she got that free throw to go to win the ballgame 46-45. Alex Hartwig with a big second half as she scored 14 second-half points, 16 for the game to help lead the way for the Trojans. 10 of her points coming in the fourth quarter, including some clutch free throws down the stretch to help Atlantic come up with the win. Also, Tri-Center had three girls in double figures. Emily Botts led them with a dozen points in that contest. So a big win for the Atlantic girls earlier here this evening. And I know Coach Pelzer was awful happy after the basketball game. Just the fact that, you know, his team just didn't give up. Did they play a great game? No, but you don't have to play great to win. You just have to play great at the right times. And the kids showed a lot of mettle to rally back and win that basketball game late when I'm sure most folks sitting here in the bleachers, including these two up here, and with headsets on, pretty much thought the game was in hand at 40-26.
Yeah, I thought it was really out of reach for them, but boy, they stuck with it and rallied, played hard. Alex Hartwig, give her a lot of credit for battling down underneath for Atlantic to help them rally and get those points when they needed them. And they just worked hard down the stretch, and yeah, got to feel good about winning a tight, hard ball game like that.
So a 46-45 win for the Atlantic girls over Tri-Center. The boys lead it 36-20. Here at halftime of this contest. We'll take a break, get you stats from the first half, and get you ready for second half basketball in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hepler Curbside Recycling and Sanitation in Atlantic picks up garbage and recyclables weekly. A $20 deposit provides a 90-gallon receptacle to put all of your recyclables in. No more sorting and running around Atlantic to drop off recyclables. Give Hepler's a call today at 254-0677. Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They are family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. Sitel Corporation in Atlantic, proud to support sports activities in Southwest Iowa. Full or part-time employment for mature individuals with day or nighttime shifts. Call Sitel at 243-8090 or stop by their office in Atlantic.
Our halftime score. Atlantic with the lead over Tri-Center in this boys' contest. Let's take a look at the numbers for you here at the break. For Atlantic, Sam Markham leads the way. He's got 11 first-half points. Also 7 each for Chad Christensen and Harrison Hoig. Dalton Franken with 5 and 3 apiece for Blake Especk and Gunnar Bloom here in the ball game. For Tri-Center, 6 points here in the first half for Ryan Messerschmidt. 5 apiece for Britton Barrier and Christian Way. And also Cameron Ekman and Nate Miller each have 2 first-half points. 3 of 4 from the free-throw line for Tri-Center. 5 of 8 from the free-throw line for Atlantic here in the first half. Foul situation, we mentioned earlier, Ryan Messerschmidt, Cameron Ekman, and Nate Miller all have 3 here at the intermission for Tri-Center. Nobody with more than 2 for Atlantic. Franken, Bloom, and Harrison Hoig each picked up 2 in the first half for the Trojans. So Atlantic in a little bit better shape, not just because they lead by 16, but the foul's a little bit better on their side as well here at the intermission. And the Trojans hope to get off to another quick start. I'm sure that the Trojans got the talking to by Coach Blazik at the intermission. You're up 16 at the half. Don't sit around. You saw how quickly the Tri-Center can come back. The Trojans are hoping, the Atlantic Trojans, hoping to maybe give themselves an opportunity to try to put some good distance between themselves and Tri-Center here to start this second half.
Yeah, you got to keep up the intensity. It's a sign of any good ball club. You get up, you don't want to let anybody back in to the game against you, you know, let alone a team that you've already seen, you know, do it to you there in the first half with the rally. So they know what they're up against and know that they need to come out here strong to start this second half of play to try to, maintain this lead and then walk away with a victory tonight.
36-20 is the halftime score. The two teams just about ready to go to the second half. Richie Anderson moves the ball rack out of the way, and that means it's time to play with just one instead of shooting around with the whole rack of them, huh?
He's doing an excellent job.
As always, when Richie says it's time to play, time to play.
Yeah, that's true. Basketball out of bounds to the Trojans of Atlantic to start the second half. Atlantic with Markham, Franken, Hoig, Christensen, and Bloom. They're starting five on the floor for Tri-Center. They also have their starting five on the floor as well, it looks like. Well, I'll take that back. Nate Miller's on the floor to start the second half. As we get going here for the Atlantic Trojans. Christensen out top with it. Dumps it inside to Bloom. Cross the way it goes now. Left side of the lane. The leaner up. No good by Harrison Hoig. And the rebound, Ryan Messerschmidt. It's Messerschmidt, Barrier, Ekman, Way, and Miller on the floor for Tri-Center to start this second half. They dump it down low. Ball knocked away. Picked up, though, by Ekman. So bring it back here to the left side. And a timeout asked for. He was caught in traffic. And he's going to ask for timeout. And this will be just a 30-second timeout with 7:28 to play here in this third quarter. Each team has taken two timeouts so far, so both teams with three yet to go here in the ball game. Still 36-20 the score. Alabama leading LSU in the BCS title game, 3-0.
All of offense in that one.
It's all right. That's good football. When good teams get together, usually it's a low-scoring game.
Score some points.
That's why you don't like soccer, huh?
Exactly.
Britton Barrier with the basketball now as Tri-Center inbounds off the timeout and a traveling violation. He got it to Christian Way, and he walked into that pass, and that's a turnover. You don't see that call. It's the right call. You don't see it called very often. They let kids take a lot of walks after they grab passes, but that time he took two full steps into it. The ball goes the other direction. Markham with it. Down low, baseline, Bloom. Left side, the leaner, the lean, and the flip off the glass is good by Gunnar Bloom. He's got five, and it's 38-20. Across the way now here, it's Ekman with the basketball for Tri-Center. Bounce feed across the way. Actually, two-way. Now back over here to Ekman, and we've got a whistle for some reason.
You need a kick, maybe.
Hard to kick it with your hand. But pass was knocked away. Whistle, and the Trojans make a substitution. Marty Dolan in for Tri-Center now. Christian Way with it over the far side. Out top it comes Ekman. Ekman the dribble. Looks to the corner. Nothing there. Out top Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt, top of the arc. Guarded there by Christensen. Got rid of it just in time. He's about to get a five-second call. Now Ekman out. Oh, he walked with it. Now takes it over here to the near far side. Gets it to Barrier in the corner. He'll fire a three. It's in and out. Bloom the rebound for Atlantic. Now it's Christensen to the front court for the Trojans to Bloom. He'll drive the right side into the lane. Floats one up and in. Got it off the tongue of the basket and lets it roll in for the points. It's 40-20 now, Trojans. Atlantic the lead. Into the lane now quickly. Barrier drives right to the rack. Missed the shot in traffic. Rebounded by Bloom. Atlantic back the other way. Now a steal. Quick pass into the lane by Christensen. Knocked away. Stolen. Up the floor comes Tri-Center. Down low, Messerschmidt. Oh, the pass stolen away again. Up the floor now, Franken. He'll drive to the hole for the they're going to wipe it off. They're going to call it an offensive foul. Dalton Franken went in to slam dunk up and over the top, and they're going to whistle the offensive foul on him. Probably could have gone either way. He and Marty Dolan talking about it up the floor. Dolan was the one who took that sneaker in the chest. About jumped over him. Up the floor now, Britton Barrier here left side. Ekman with a basketball. We'll lob it inside, and the ball taken away. And they got another whistle. Ball belongs to Tri-Center. It'll be Tri-Center ball down low. Quick inbound, far side. Dolan with a quick three, no good. Up the floor with it quickly, Atlantic. It's Dalton Franken left side. The pull-up, the jumper, no good. Rebound taken by a Tri-Center. And the Trojans back the other way. Barrier out top. Ekman in the center circle now. He'll cross over with it. Hand it off to Dolan. Now the pass down low is stolen. Bloom quickly ahead to Franken. Oh, and he lost the handle. He was thinking another chance for the dunk, and he lost the ball up the floor in the lane, and the ball turns back over to Tri-Center.
That's exactly what he was thinking. They'll get another shot at it, I'm guessing.
5:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Tri-Center up the floor with Barrier. Crossover a couple of times. Now pulls up and feeds it outside. Dolan, left corner, Way, open for three. No good. Rebound, Harrison Hoyt.
ahead to Christensen. Chad going to run the floor now up the left side. Steps out on the arc to the corner. Markham wide open, the three ball. No good. Rebound hits the floor. Right back to him. It's loose, though, as it's tapped away. Hoig had it, lost it. It was knocked out of bounds by Messerschmidt. Ball belongs to Tri-Center.
Good hustle that time. Good job by Markham to follow his shot. And nobody came out to box him out, so he got in there to knock it around and keep the ball alive.
Inbound, working around the perimeter now. Markham here right side. The lob down posting is Bloom. Bounce across now to Hoig. Outside Christensen. The three on the way. No good. Rebound down low. Yanked down by Dolan. He'll hand it off to Barrier, and he'll bring it ahead. Barrier out top. For help. Now dumps it off for Dolan. Dolan back out top. Ekman. Ekman hesitates. The dribble, the bounce feed. Messerschmidt inside. The turnaround off the glass too strong. No good. Rebound by Franken. Atlantic front court. Christensen quickly down low. Hoig leans inside. Give him the basket and a foul. Harrison Hoig, the quick spin in the bucket. Foul inside. Going to go on Messerschmidt. That's four now on Ryan Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt with four here early in the second half. His shelf life not very long right now. He's going to check out. Nate Miller will come in. Harrison Hoig at the free throw line. Chance to make it a three-point play here for the Trojans. The Atlantic Trojans. It's been a while since Tri-Center's put points on the board. Hoig's free throw try no good. In and out. Rebound to Tri-Center. Dolan up the floor quickly, and they're going to hit him for a travel. They got the long pass up ahead to Dolan. No, that's kind of marginal, but he was trying to grab that, go right to the rack and see if he could beat Atlantic up the floor, but he's called for steps. Ball turns over. Christensen across the half-court line now to Markham. Markham, Christensen, they play catch with it. Markham again out top, now leaves it for Franken. Left side corner, Christensen, posting low as Hoig. Turns in the lane, lost the ball. Bloom picks it up, and he walked with it. Gunnar Bloom scooped it up off the floor, tried to step through the defense, and walked with it, taking it to the hole. A lot more turnovers than field goals here in this third quarter. Tri-center ball, way in the corner. Now Dolan on the arc, into the lane, Barrier, in traffic. Tries to fight one up, no good underhand. Rebounded there by Bloom, and we are going to have a foul. Clock didn't start.
Clock didn't, okay.
Had a whistle to stop play. The clock didn't start, so the Atlantic Trojans will have the ball. They'll inbound underneath. 3:56 on the clock. 42-20 is our score. Atlantic with the lead. Christensen front court. Franken, Christensen out top. Now the left side, it goes to Markham off the dribble. He'll take it in. Fire one up from the elbow. No good. Rebound tap three. It's Franken. He'll put it back up and in off the glass. Dalton Franken down low. Quiet night for him offensively with just 7 points now. As Way from the right side buries a three for Tri-Center. His second triple of the night. 44-23 now the score. Atlantic the lead. Inside the lane. Hoig the turnaround. Shot no good. Rebound taken inside by Miller. Up the floor, Tri-Center. Ekman off the dribble right side. Takes it to the hole. Fires one up. No good. Rims out. Rebound. Ekman got his own. Ekman now with it, has it knocked away loose, it's out of bounds. He had it stripped away, and he touched it last before it goes out of bounds on the baseline. 3:05 left to play here in the third quarter. Franken with it, front court. Baseline drive, the pull up, the jumper, no good. And a foul on the rebound attempt. That will be Gunnar Bloom picking up his third. Jostling for position inside. Tri-Center with the ball back again. Kind of a ho-hum third quarter here. 2:50 left to play in the third. 44-23 the score. Front court, Barrier off the dribble, pulls up long. Three, and he buries it. They let Britton Barrier alone out top, and he knocks down the triple. It's 44-26. Atlantic kind of went into a bit of a malaise in the first half, only to see Tri-Center rally back from a double-digit difference, and they're trying to do it again as the ball knocked away here near the Trojan bench, and Cameron Ekman went flying through the Atlantic bench trying to save the ball. Nice effort, but it didn't work. Atlantic keeps the basketball. Christensen out top, left side Markham. Lob down low. Hoyt posting outside. Christensen left side again. Markham now Bloom in the corner. Bloom going to launch a three. Oh, and it's good. Gunnar Bloom knocks down the triple. 46-26, Atlantic by 20. Into the lane, Barrier drives the one-hand flip up and good. Britton Barrier bumped around a bit down the lane, but is able to flip it up with the right hand. It's 46-28 with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Markham left side, ball knocked away. Nice effort to tap that one away by Ekman. And now Tri-Center gets it as Way chases down the loose ball. Barrier in the lane, in traffic, tries to force one up, and it's knocked away, taken out of the air there by Hoyt. Now Markham will bring it to the front court for Atlantic. Franken here right side drives, and we are going to have an offensive foul whistled on Dalton Franken. That'll be his fourth foul. I don't know necessarily that the defender was set enough, but, you know, it's just one of those things that it wasn't the right decision that time by Franken, and it just looked awkward. So he'll pick up the foul and sit down as Blake Esbeck checks back in. Barrier up the floor now for Tri-Center. 47-28, Atlantic leading. Ekman pulls up from the arc for three. That's good from the left side. Cameron Ekman knocks down his first triple of the night. 47-31, 16-point Atlantic lead. Markham right side, minute 20 to go here in the quarter. Fires it for Esbeck. Out top, it's Christensen. Christensen down low. Hoyt, kick out, corner. The three ball coming from Esbeck. No good. The rebound tapped up and out of bounds. And it's last touch by Tri-Center. Nick Guarino checks into the ball game now for Tri-Center as Ekman will come to the bench. Ekman's worked awful hard here in this quarter, both offensively and defensively. Ben Seibert also checks back in now for Tri-Center. Atlantic basketball, minute 10 to go in the third. Esbeck out top, left side Markham. He's on the arc, out top to Esbeck. They'll reset. Right side, Christensen fires it in for Bloom. Bloom nowhere to go, and he throws it away. Ball stolen away. Now tapped back away as Christian Way had it slapped away from him, and it's picked up by Atlantic. 52 seconds left here in the third quarter. Atlantic with the ball against the 2-3 zone. Right side it comes now to Christensen. Christensen the head fake, and he'll bring it back out top. Into the center circle with 40 seconds left. See if Atlantic holds for the last shot. Left side now, Esbeck with it. Esbeck fires it across here to Christensen. Tough pass. Back to Esbeck, left side. Bounce speed low. Bloom. Back to Esbeck. 25 seconds. Markham now for three from a long way out. And knocks it home. Hit the front of the rim and bounced over. 50-31 Atlantic. 16 seconds left to go third quarter. Barrier, top of the arc. Gets the screen, drives the left side. The kick out. They feed it right side now. We're going to have a traveling violation whistled against Guarino. That'll turn it back over to Atlantic with 8 seconds to play here in the third. 50-31 the score. Atlantic will inbound. 8 seconds left. Christensen to Esbeck in the front court. Now Markham. Markham to Christensen. 4 seconds. He'll pull up and try the three. It's no good. Rebound inside Seibert. That'll do it here in the quarter. 50-31 Atlantic with the lead as we head to the fourth quarter. Back with that in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn, where they offer a great chance to get away without having to travel very far. If you're looking to spend quality time with that special someone or a chance to get away, head for the American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn. Valley Mutual Insurance in Atlantic, encouraging you to have your insurance coverages reviewed by their friendly professional staff. It could paint a brighter picture for your future. Give Valley Mutual Insurance of Atlantic a call today at 243-4392. Dennison Tire and Auto Center at 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires plus old-fashioned service at Dennison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we start the fourth quarter of play. It's 50-31. Atlantic on top with the lead here, and they have the basketball to start this fourth quarter of play here, working left to right here. Esbeck left side, down on the baseline now to Bloom. Skip pass across, and they'll work it back around the horn. Esbeck back down to Bloom on the block. Across to Markham. pump fake and kicks it back out to Christensen. Inside to Bloom. He'll slice through defenders. Put one up short. Rebound pulled down by Tri-Center. Barrier on the run. Will stop and float one up against Markham. Missed it. Got his own rebound, though, and the putback is good. Britton Barrier with the bucket. It's 50-33 now here. 7:16 left to go in the contest. Out right side. They'll get it in the corner now to Bloom. Skip pass all the way across to Esbeck. A lot of skip passes by Atlantic here against this zone. Here's a baseline shot by Harrison Hoig. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Christian Way. And here come the Tri-Center Trojans. Barrier out top. Gets a screen. Thought about the shot. Dumps it off instead to Miller. Now it goes back off to Ekman, who's back in there. Ekman, the pass to Miller. Back outside it goes to Way. Now to Barrier, left side. Trying to work a screen for him. I'll kick it right side now, back over to Ekman. Pump fakes, gets in the corner, away for a quick three shot, no good. Rebound bounced around underneath. Barrier gets the board in, the putback is good.
Standing in the right place.
He was the benefactor that time. It came off that side of the rim to him. 50-35 now. Atlantic with the lead here and the ball. Pass left side. Markham will pull up. The short eight-footer, no good. Rebound fought for hard underneath by Esbeck, and he's going to get whistled for a foul. He ran right over Barrier that time. Barrier gets up shaking the cobwebs off. First on Esbeck. That's the fourth now here in the half against Atlantic. Messerschmidt comes back in now here for Tri-Center. And Barrier will bring it up the floor. Gets a screen, a long three-point attempt, top of the key. Missed everything that time. And it's going to come here to Atlantic. Inbound now here for Christensen, and he'll walk it up to the front court here. Atlantic going to be happy to take some time here in their offensive possessions. Left side pass over to Markham, now down on the block to Harrison Hoig. He'll kick it back outside Esbeck in the corner. Christensen, he'll try a three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Barrier. He runs it up into the front court. On the run, slices through defenders. Layup, no good. Rebound slapped out by Christensen, but it's tracked down by Ekman for Tri-Center. Pass back down on the block to Miller, and everybody had slid down the floor, and Miller had a nice lane to the basket and gets the bucket. It's a little bit of a spurt here by Tri-Center, and it's 50-37. Out front, Atlantic will kick it over to Esbeck left side for three, and he'll bury that one. He was pretty wide open that time. He got 6 points now, and it's 53-37. Crossover for Barrier out front. He'll pick up his dribble. Pass across to Miller. Over to Ekman. Pump fake and a drive baseline. Floater on the way. No good. Foul by Harrison Hoy. Hoy picks up his third and we'll go to the line here for two. 5 minutes left here in the contest. 53-37. Atlantic with the lead and two shots on the way now here for Cameron Ekman for Tri-Center. That one's short. One more coming. Franken's going to check back into the game and replace Esbeck. Franken's got those four fouls. Will come back in here. Free throw up and good there by Cameron Ekman. So he makes one out of two. 53-38 now your score. Atlantic on top. They have the ball. They'll send it left side. Markham a lob to Bloom at the free throw line. Now he'll kick it back in the corner to Markham, who was left open. Missed the shot short, though. Franken the rebound, up with the shot, and they think they're going to count it and give him a chance to go to the line here as he was fouled. Foul is going to be whistled against Nate Miller. That's his fourth. And we'll go to the line now here to shoot the one shot and try to complete the three-point play here for Franken. It's in and out and back out. And therefore, Franken, he can't knock it down. Up the floor quickly here, Tri-Center. It's way outside. Kicks it now over to Ekman. Ekman, a dribble drive right side. Now he goes all the way to the hoop right side and gets to the layup. A little pump fake to the corner on the head fake with the pass and gets a little space. 55-40. Now your score. A lob down low to Harrison Hoy. Good positioning, and he got some body underneath. And they're going to count the basket as Miller fouled him. He'll go to the line to try to complete a three-point play.
And that's going to do it for Miller. He fouls out of the contest with 4 points. And they'll send in Marty Dolan to replace him. So Harrison Hoig here at the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. It's up and dances around and falls through. 58-40. Atlantic with the lead. Here's Tri-Center in the corner. Dolan back outside. Ekman. Ekman will drive and kick it across over to Way. Way. Inside pass. Messerschmidt was left wide open inside, and he got the bucket. 58-42. 3:55 left to go here in the contest. And baseline pass and a shot up just inside the arc by Bloom. Missed everything. And the rebound pulled down by Barrier. Barrier, a crossover, lost the handle, but just let it go into the hands of Dolan. Now he'll dump it to Ekman. Ekman over to Barrier, a shot up on the way, and the jumper is good. Now timeout taken here by the Tri-Center bench. And it's going to be a full timeout. 3:33 left to go, 58-44. Atlantic on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. See the staff for information on your prescription and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front store in downtown Atlantic. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. The dedicated and caring staff work as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. And home is where your heart is. That's why it's important that you're happy with your home and the many comforts it offers you. So when you're planning a new building or remodeling project, or if you're looking to build a new commercial building, then contact May Contracting at Exira at 712-268-2665.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. It's the Trojans with the lead, the Atlantic Trojans, that is. 58-44 here as we head to the final, 3:25 in the contest. Here's Gunnar Bloom. We'll dump it in the corner. Harrison Hoig back to Franken. Franken, a couple dribbles and kicks it up top here to Christensen. Fires a pass over to Franken and gets it right back. Bounce pass now to Harrison Hoig. He'll dump it out front, and Christensen got called for a walk. A little shuffle of the feet there before he got his dribble going. Tri-Center gets the ball back. Here's Barrier. Fires it up right side. Ekman. Back to Barrier. Barrier calling out some signals, directing traffic, and now hang on to it and dump it to Dolan. Dolan over to Ekman. Ekman curls around a screen. Back to Way, a long three-point attempt off the back of the iron, no good. Ekman high for the rebound. Bounce pass underneath Barrier. The wraparound layup, no good. Rebound poked out of there by the Trojans, and Franken came up with it. Now they try to pass it right side to Markham, who is coming baseline, and it's kicked by Way. So get out of the way. Pass it up top now here to Christensen. 2:28 left to go in the contest. 58-44. Left side pass over to Bloom, and now they'll hang it out top. Instead of kind of the spread four-corner set here right now for Atlantic, three guards way out high and towards the sidelines, using some clock here. Bloom in the corner, he'll cross over. The defense parted, so he went straight to the basket, and he gets a blocking foul call as Dolan was late coming across, and he'll pick up the foul. And Gunnar Bloom will go to the line here for two. 2:06 left in the contest. It's 58-44. Atlantic with the lead here over Tri-Center. Free throw on the way by Bloom. Too strong on that one. Second free throw coming up. In and out, no good. Barrier the rebound. He'll fire a pass up to Way. Way back up top now here to Barrier. A crossover. He'll go inside. Poked away by Franken. And Markham comes up with it before it goes out of bounds. Nice steal there. Here's Bloom up, and he'll get it knocked out of bounds.
That ball was kicked up there, and Barrier looking for the call. Usually you, you know, dribble it off somebody else's foot. They're going to stop play and give it right back to you. But
Franken now will inbound here. Well, the ref is having a discussion here with head coach Chad Harder. They were talking before we were getting ready to inbound, and then they went back to go to the spot, and then he came back to have a few more words with him. The inbound fired across over to Bloom. Gunnar Bloom will dribble and dump it baseline. Harrison Hoig has position and gets the bucket.
Harrison's having a nice game. He's a good anchor tonight inside for Atlantic.
Played some good minutes, that's for sure. 60-44 is your score here. Atlantic on top, and a traveling violation whistled against Marty Dolan. Atlantic will inbound here with a minute and a half left to go here in the ball game. Christensen, bounce pass to Bloom, back to Christensen, and now they'll work the lob passes out front. Pitch and catch. There's Franken. Take a couple of dribbles and back to Christensen. Now across to Markham. Markham lobs it down on the block now to Hoig. He turned and then kicks it back out. Bloom to Markham to Christensen. Little touch passes out top. And now Franken, and they call him for a walk. Seen a lot of quick walk calls here this evening from this crew, but not much harm done. Inbound here and 55 seconds to go. Here's Barrier, and he'll stop and lob it off. Messerschmidt will go ahead and try a three. Pricked it off the side of the right side of the rim, and it's going to go out of bounds before they can save it.
Big E about needed that golf club over there just to beat away the competition.
Yeah. Ekman was after it. Give him a lot of credit. Cameron Ekman, he's a hustler. He's been all over the floor tonight trying to do what he can for his ball club. Franken goes baseline, lob back up top to Markham, and now to Christensen. 32 seconds to go. He'll try to run out clock here. Lob back up to Christensen out in the center circle. He'll hang on to the basketball. Nobody's coming to force the 5-second call. Now they'll just back off as Franken hangs on to it. And that will be our final score. It's the Atlantic Trojans going to win this one over the Tri-Center Trojans, 60-44. So a win here tonight for Atlantic on their home floor. And they're going to prevent. Franken was thinking about the last second charge of the basket, just having a little fun with Dolan. And that's going to be the end of the ball game. So 60-44, your final score. Atlantic wins it. We'll come back to wrap it up. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Sales in Marnie, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any size pocketbook, as well as complete rental service. To rent a car or van for a day, week, or month, give Phil or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call, 781-2210. Berggren Real Estate and Auction, for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at berggrenrealestateandauction.com. Give them a call, 712-778-2242. Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, offering dependability and serving all types of insured needs. Let Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Harlan assist you in planning for your future security. Call Rich or Ron today.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we wrap up our ball game here tonight, as it is Atlantic picking up the victory here this evening over Tri-Center, and they do it by a score of 60-44 here in this boys' contest. We'll take a look at some of the numbers here for you for the ball game. For the Atlantic leading the way here tonight, they had 14 points from both Harrison Hoig and Sam Markham, as they both had good evenings. And then also 10 points in double figures as Gunnar Bloom. 9 points chipped in by Dalton Franken this evening. 7 points for Chad Christensen. And 6 points tonight for Blake Esbeck leading the way for Atlantic. Also for Tri-Center, they led the way tonight with Britton Barrier. He did most of the work trying to drive to the basket all night. 16 points is what he finished with. 8 points apiece for Cameron Ekman and Christian Way. and 6 points apiece for Ryan Messerschmidt and Nate Miller as well here tonight, as they went just 4 for 6 from the free throw line there for Tri-Center, so not too many trips there to the line. And 13 trips to the line here tonight for Atlantic, as they're able to knock down just 6 of those here this evening. So that's a look at how the numbers wrapped up here for you. But a little bit of a rally there in that first half by Tri-Center, but then Atlantic able to get it back out to a nice lead here at halftime of 16 points, and really just kind of hung on to that lead here for most of the second half of play.
Yeah, just not enough firepower tonight for Tri-Center. They had a good run there in that first half to make it close, but when Atlantic made that second run, you just kind of had a feeling that they just weren't going to have enough in the tank to be able to get things done. And foul trouble also cost them a little bit. A few of their better players saddled with fouls, 3 at the half by 3 different players, and a couple of those guys fouled out here late in the basketball game. One of them fouled out here late in the basketball game. So, you know, it's hard to – you lose your aggressiveness when you get into those situations, and it's tough when you're trying to rally back. So, nice effort by Tri-Center on the road. They never gave up. They kept fighting away, but too much Atlantic tonight.
Yep, a little bit too much for the Atlantic Trojans, and they pull out that victory 60-44. They get the win and move to 8-2 here on the season overall, as Tri-Center will now fall to 6-4. Once again, earlier, if you missed it, the girls game was a tight one as Atlantic rallied back to win it 46-45 on some late runs. Alex Hartwick had a nice fourth quarter, and late free throw by Paige Kinnon was the difference, and they win that one. So Atlantic gets the sweep tonight here over Tri-Center. So they win that girls game 46-45, and the boys game tonight 60-44. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJN will come your way later this week on Friday night, as we'll be down in Red Oak, as the Atlantic girls will be taking on a Red Oak girls on Friday evening. 7:30 scheduled tip time. Will be on the air just before that here on AM 1220 and on the web as well at KJN.com. So thanks for listening in here tonight, and hope you join us for basketball later on here this week. Once again, your final scores: the girls game 46-45, Atlantic beats Tri-Center, and the boys beat Tri-Center 60-44. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Atlantic High School.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Medical Center. All physicians are residency trained and board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice, and they're proud to care for Atlantic and surrounding communities. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors in Southwest Iowa. Brown Auto Body, offering vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body in Atlantic. They have several to choose from. Also, visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Kappel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of the friendly, helpful sales staff. Kappel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale.